Yeah, that's right. The Three Stooges are here, or at least the best we can do. That's Curly's grandson, and his name is Bradley Server. It's been a request from our WGN newsroom, Bradley. We've talked to you about 3 years ago, and I know you're celebrating your seventh anniversary. And our WGN newsroom said, bring back that guy.
Oh, hello, Steve. Great to be back.
It is great to have you back. So at some point in time, in a couple of minutes, I want to hear 312-981-7200. The prize I have for you is absolutely nothing, but I want to hear the best impression of Curly. 312-981-7200, and we'll take a couple of those calls in a couple of minutes. Your story is incredible. First, how did you find out, Bradley, that you indeed are the grandson of the great Curly Howard, as in Larry, Moe, and Curly?
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. We were actually fans first before I even found out that I was kin and related to Curly Howard. I think I was six and my brother was 11. And we came home every day from school to watch the Stooges, rushed home. That's what we wanted to see the most. I mean, there was great shows. You had Speed Racer, you had the Little Rascals, you had Kimba, you had all this great stuff, but the Three Stooges were definitely what we were looking forward to seeing. And Curly was my favorite. My brother and I both were drawn to Curly, but at that point we really didn't know that we had no idea that we were related to the Stooges. It was a day where my grandmother and my brother went to go see Fiddler on the Roof. And after they saw the show, my brother just kept carrying on. He wanted to be an actor. I want to be an actor. And my grandmother just said, well, it's acting's in your blood. Your biological grandfather's Curly from the Three Stooges. And that's how we found out.
Wow. But yet you weren't allowed to really, as a kid, ask questions or talk about it. Why would that be?
No. Well, I mean, because my grandmother had, remarried. And then, of course, Curly passed away when my mom, Marilyn, was 14. So my grandfather that we knew, which was, his name was Moses. He was a Mo, which is kind of interesting. What's kind of interesting is if my grandmother had remarried again, a guy named Larry, I've had a granddad named Mo, Larry, and Curly. Do you realize that? That's just crazy.
The only person in the country who might be able to say that. So does your mom remember, or did your mom remember her dad, because he died when she was only 14, you said?
Yeah. He was on the road quite a bit. They were filming live shows. They were doing a lot of stuff where she basically would visit him. Maybe she saw him once every month, she would go to visit him. And then really what she remembers, unfortunately, is as his health deteriorated, is remembering visiting him at the hospitals and stuff and him not being well. And she doesn't, there wasn't a lot of, a lot of great stories other than that she loved him. He always, she remembers getting toys and getting all kinds of stuff, and they really weren't that close, though, because, like I said, he was gone a lot of the time. And the reason as we carried on as far as not really talking about it, because we had a new grandfather, and I think they didn't want my grandfather Mo was incredible, but he wasn't Curly Howard from the Three Stooges. Nor could anyone fill those shoes, right? So I think out of kindness, they didn't want us to really talk about it. And of course, on my dad's side, that's his ex-wife, my mom. So my dad didn't want us talking about it. So no one was really talking about it. So it really is kind of strange, because not only did I miss out, like, hearing stories, but I didn't get to find out until recently, probably in the last 15 years, my extended Howard family, you know, the children, great-grandchildren and grandchildren from Shemp and Mo, I never even met them. My whole childhood, it wasn't until recently, when I say recently, like the last 15, 20 years. So it was kind of, you know, and then there was a lot of lawsuits and litigation that was going on. So I wasn't, my mom really didn't want, you know, I started coming into my stooginess, you know, during high school and stuff, because I was class clown. I was all these things. And, you know, I really didn't talk about it. I really didn't tell that many people. They just knew there was something special about me and very funny. And then as I got older, I wanted to really embrace and tell the world who I was because of the way I am. And my mom was very, you know, you can't act like him. You can't show likeness. You can't do this. And I found the whole thing just very, very odd. And it wasn't really a big focus as I was growing up, other than I was just constantly being told, you can't. Hmm. So when I do write my book, and when it'll probably be called Forbidden Rights, because it seemed that everything about the Three Stooges was taboo or forbidden for you know, us kids to talk about, for us to you know, really go out there and promote. And it's just recently with like I said, going to the Stooge conventions about 20 years ago. That's how I really started embracing the community, the Three Stooges community, and that's what we're doing now. We're putting out content on YouTube. I'm on Curly's Grandson's channel, and we're just trying to keep the laughter alive and bring slapstick back and make America laugh, because we need to be laughing more.
Okay, so it's Make America Laugh Again. That's
right.
Okay, now you actually do resemble your grandfather, and as you mentioned, what you do is you have found two other cohorts, a Mo look-alike of sorts, a Larry look-alike of sorts, and you do put out content all the time. So mm-hmm. Now you embrace that history, and as an adult, you're allowed to do that. What is your full-time job?
I've been an inside salesperson in the telecommunications space for close to, let's say, I've been with my company 26 years, and prior to that, their competitor for 13. So I've worked two companies for the last 40-something years. And being a salesperson is really about relationships. And when it first started, you know, it was very competitive. And it's like, you know, like, you can buy from them, or you can buy from them, or you can buy from me. You know, I'm Curly's grandson, and we're going to have a blast. And they're like, oh, I'm going to buy from you. So it made it much easier to close the sale being Curly's grandson. I'm just a crazy guy. I mean, especially when I was younger, I'd love to go out and, you know, throw back a couple Britos and just let my inner stooge out and entertain. And the stuff that would come out of my mouth was just like a shock factor. It's like, who says that? Who does that? And they're like, oh, that's Curly's grandson. That makes total sense now.
However,
it's been a good ride.
I have read that privately, Curly was actually kind of a quiet guy. I want to hear mm-hmm. about that. I also want to hear about his love for animals. There was never a dog that was on the streets or something. Back in the day, there were dogs on the streets that mm-hmm. Curly would not take in. And the number I've read of dogs that he, what we'd call it, adopted today, was mm-hmm. was off the charts, and loved dogs and children more than he did other adults. Is all of that true? We will find out. And most importantly, we will judge your yuck, 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 yuck when we come back with Curly's grandson on WGN. WGN, Steve Dale here with Bradley Server, who is Curly's grandson. All right. Are you ready, Bradley? I'd love for you to do something for us. And
me?
You are. Yeah, you. Because you.
Little old me?
You are the expert. Yeah, please, please do this. So, Ron Brown, are you there in our WGN? Oh, he's not there? Oh, it figures. I can't see. I don't have the monitor up. All right. So, I want you to rank what I'm about to do. Is it okay? Is it awful? Or is it acceptable?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
That was amazing, actually.
No.
That is one of the hardest character sounds that he does. I don't even have that down. That was actually very good.
No, let me hear yours.
Mine's more of a sweetly.
Certainly.
Sweetly. It's all about that register.
Jeff, you're on WGN.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jeff from Brookfield. I got a quick story about your grandfather. Back in high school, mid-70s, history class teacher, Art Swanson, couldn't get our attention to learn to listen to schooling. He gets on the floor and does a circle, the curly shuffle, in front of the class. We laughed. We studied. We were golden then. Our history teacher was so into him back then.
I love that. I mean, do you love hearing stories like that? Thank you very much, Jeff, of how your grandfather made a difference in so many lives. And the fact that we're even talking so many years later since his passing about him, yes. Do you think he would have been surprised, or you have no idea?
You mean the impact that the Three Stooges have made, and especially my grandfather?
Yeah.
It's timeless. It's still going on. So, yeah, I mean, the happiness that the Stooges brought just to everyday children and adults watching the shows was one thing. But, you know, during the 30s, obviously, and the 40s, there was a lot of people that were suffering, and there's a lot of people that have gone through, because I've heard stories, and I've had people come up to me about, you know, my father was had really bad cases of depression, or even worse, you'll hear about where people were thinking about committing suicide, but the Three Stooges kept them focused on, you know, that's what they loved, so they didn't, and then they thank me for what my grandfather did. And it's like, it's an honor and to be able to now do that the same, because, you know, we have a live show on Thursdays where we have hundreds of Three Stooges fans, and they just adore the Three Stooges so much that we're not the Stooges, and far from it, but they're able to get through, because, you know, times are tough now. And they say the same things. They say, we're so thankful that you guys, you know, take time out of your week to do this show and bring, you know, laughter and focus back on stuff other than what's going on in this world. So I think the impact that the Stooges have brought and are going to continue is not going to stop. And what's great is the shorts. So you have MeTV, which I believe is Chicago-based. Mm-hmm. They show the Stooges every Saturday night, and that's really all there was. I mean, you'll find some one-off, but you'll still be able to see marathons. But now all 192 shorts are all in 4K HD on the Three Stooges Plus channel, and that could be found on YouTube. It can also be found on Sling TV, on Freevee. So the Three Stooges are very, very accessible right now, meaning you can find them and watch all of the shorts, and they look fantastic. So I really think that it's going to continue the people just loving the Stooges forever. I think it's out of all of the comedy groups, you know, you had Laurel and Hardy, you had a bunch of them, Abbott Costello. The Stooges by far are tried and true, and they're not going anywhere. And they're as popular out of any of the comedy groups that there were. And that's just a testament of how great the writing was. The three of them together. And then also Shemp, we're finding out that, you know, a lot of people, you believe if you did a survey that Curly is the favorite of all Stooges, and really Shemp and Curly are like neck and neck. We get more Shemp, people that love Shemp, than actually love Curly. And
There was just a book about Shemp, and we interviewed the author, actually, and learned a lot about Shemp Howard. One of the text questions that I have for you is, did you ever have the opportunity to meet Mo Mo, or Larry. And I'll add to that, or he was called, or Shemp, or the guy that was called the fourth stooge, Emil Sitka, who was in so many of those shorts. Did you ever have the opportunity to meet any of them? Or Joe Besser?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. My brother actually was, I think when he was 13, he met Larry and Mo at the Motion Picture Hospital where they were staying at the time. So he got to meet them. I didn't, unfortunately. It was kind of part of that whole story of just not being able to, you know, communicate, not being able to meet. And I didn't meet Emil Sitka, but I am friends with his son, Saxton. And he's a great guy. So part of going to the fan conventions and stuff is I got to meet family members that I had never met before, and some of the supporting actresses and actors that were in the short. So I never got to meet them, but it's really, 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 really cool that now I'm, you know, like I said, I'm friends with Larry's great-grandson, with the grandchildren of Shemp, the great-grandchildren of Shemp. I see them regularly now, so it's really nice that it's kind of come full circle.
Mm-hmm. Now, I need you once again. I mean, the reason why I'm talking to you again, although it's a pleasure to do, believe me, it is an honor to talk to anyone related to any stooge at any time. But it's our newsroom that demanded that I have you on the radio again. So, Ron Brown,
yes.
Are you there now?
Okay. I am, yes.
Yes. Can we hear a little of your best?
Of mine?
So who's is better?
Not half bad.
Oh, why Stoytonly? Oh, well, I couldn't do that one.
You said it's not half bad.
Want me back. Little old me. You guys wanted little old me. Oh.
Look at the grouse. I can't do it.
I remember that line now.
Yeah.
All right, so I have another question for you. I hear, or I've read, Bradley, that, in fact, your grandfather was really a shy guy and would do anything to save a dog.
That's true. He did spend most of his free time in his backyard, and he did. He always had dogs. He had usually 3 to 4 dogs at all times. But the rumor, or what we've seen out there, is that he rescued thousands of dogs. I think some have it up to like 5,000. That is very, very, very much an exaggeration. It was probably close to a couple hundred over the span of his life. And he would keep some, but most of them he would just bring to the shelters for, you know, people to adopt. But he loved dogs.
Yeah, still pretty impressive. 7th anniversary. Happy anniversary to you for replicating and bringing back the Stooges. You can find the videos I'm talking about on YouTube. Bradley Server, thank you very much for joining us again. If nothing else, the newsroom now loves me.
You guys are the greatest. I love WGN Radio, and I can't wait to get be summoned again.